Oski. Well, good evening to one and all, folks. And I've got another lovely young man with me just now, the one and only Mr. Douglas Kay. Good evening to you, Douglas.
Good evening, Liz. Lovely to be with you.
Yeah, pity it's not in person, but
indeed,
going. Now, Douglas, you've just got a new album out, haven't you?
Yeah, it just came out at the tail end of last year, called Heist on a Bike.
That's a cracking title. Brilliant. Heist on a Bike. There's, just for those, is it a tricycle, a three-wheeler bike, or a motorbike?
It's a push bike, but it's a two-wheeler.
It's a two-wheeler. It's not got stabilisers or anything like that, you know?
No, and basket optional as well.
Has it got a bell? That's what we want to know.
has to have a bell. Has to have a bell.
And was this one of your projects during lockdown?
It was. I was kind of coming up to time when I was going to be recording anyway. But yeah, obviously lockdown was quite an excuse to do some writing. And in any case, during normal times, remember those, a group of sort of friends who are songwriters, we get together every so often and we have what we call the Mutual Slating Society, because we all bring along a new song we've written and basically abuse each other over them, tell us where we've gone wrong. So when the first lockdown started, we actually started doing that every week via Zoom, which was great, actually. It was good way to keep in touch, and also it was something to do, give us a bit of focus. So it kind of came out of that, basically.
Yeah, a bit therapeutic.
indeed. Yeah. Well, not when you heard what they said about some of the songs, but that's another matter.
They weren't nurturing then.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I wouldn't necessarily use that term.
Your best critics are actually your pals in a lot of ways, you know.
Funnily enough, when we started doing it, we did it because, I mean, we've all got sort of different styles and so on, but we all know each other and we all know our stuff well enough that we felt able to be really honest about it, which is the whole point of it. There's no point going on and just, you know, kind of going, oh, that's great. And so, yeah, it's saying what's wrong with the song and why.
They're all still friends?
Yeah, all still friends.
Excellent. Well, what's the first track you'd like us to tear apart?
The first one is called Strike Me Down.
Yeah. What's that one about?
Well, it's a kind of, musically it's quite upbeat, although lyrically it's kind of the tale of somebody ruining the fact that they haven't lived that great a life. it's kind of quite mandolin driven, and I really like some of that early Rod Stewart stuff, and it kind of ended up with that kind of vibe, just based around a little guitar riff.
Excellent. Well, we'll play that for the first one. What would your second track be?
The second one is the song which opens the album, and it's called The Sycamores. And that one is, I think when I was walking during lockdown, my sort of daily walk took me past a kind of clutch of sycamores down by the river, and it must have subconsciously seeped in. Because I then wrote this song, which is actually a bit of a murder ballad in some ways. But again, I think it's got quite a nice, musically, it's built around a guitar riff, but it's got quite a nice contrast because there's mandolin in there and then the electric comes in that builds up a little bit. So that's right. That one, yeah.
Right, well, we'll get two down. What's the third track?
Third one is a bit of an older song. It's called The Street Dragged Us Down. And it was one which it was written on the piano, actually, but it took as its inspiration a line from the film An Affair to Remember. There's a bit in that where Cary Grant's character says to Deborah Kerr, what happened to us, Red? We used to know each other's thoughts. And I heard that we used to know each other's thoughts, and I thought, oh, that'd be a great great opener for a song. So it kind of came from that, basically. But yeah, one of those unusual ones that I was watching the film, this was a few years ago, and a Christmas Eve, everything was done, and I heard that, and I just kind of went over at the piano and started plonking away and so on. And I missed the end of the film, but I didn't.
Idea what happened.
Caught up at a later point, but yeah, so that was that one, yeah.
Excellent. And unfortunately, your last track now, what would you like for us to play?
For the last one, another one off the new album, this one's called At My Best. And I was really lucky. I've known Carol Lawler for a number of years, and she very kindly agreed to sing a bit on this one. So she's on there, which is great. And the song, this one was one of the first ones that came to me of the songs on the album, and it was sort of based about kind of an older person, sort of from their point of view, and just them sort of rueing the fact that people don't, when you look at them, as we all do, when you kind of look at elderly people, there's a tendency to look at them and not kind of think about everything that they've done and the fact that they were kind of young and vibrant and so on. And at the time that I wrote this, I'd been kind of visiting a few people, sort of relatives and so on, who were in that kind of later stage, and you know, just thinking about how their lives have been so full, but it's easy to overlook it at that kind of point. So that was this kind of inspiration for that one.
Cracking. Well, I want to thank you so much indeed for your music and for bringing it to Danny Kyle Oakley stage and taking part in this madcap interview.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for having me, Liz. I really appreciate it.
Oh, delighted. Hopefully we'll get out to see you. If any gigs or anything planned in the coming
Nothing at the moment, but hopefully we'll get some things in the diary for late spring, fingers crossed.
Definitely. Well, we'll catch you along the ways, and thanks for being with us just now.
Great stuff. Thank you very much, Liz.
Take the poetry I wrote, sing my last lover's number far away, so they won't go on haunting me. Take the songs that I recorded to the river I afforded, throw them in so that they will flow on down to the sea. Running out for me now. Won't you help me see now if there is a way that I can strike all my arrows from the record of a sorry life. Strike me, strike me, strike me, strike me down. Make no sound. City's public places, play them back to show my inconsistency. Listen to the people cheer at the platitudes they hear, then watch them march around to burn on down my effigy. No one on this great big earth can convince me anything that I did was of anyone. Time is running out for me now. Won't you help me see now if there is a way strike me, strike me, strike me down. Or make no sound. Argumentative and vain. In fact, I can't believe she stuck it out so long. Watching as her face is stretched, I know I acted like a wretch. By the time I'm knowing fine that I was standing doing wrong. No one on this great big earth can convince me anything that I do was of any worth. Time is running out for me now. Won't you help me see now if there is a way that I can strike all the arrows from the record of my socket out. Strike me, strike me, strike me, strike me down. Make no sound. I'm pulling on my boots. Come with me and explore. Go and play a detective. Down by the sycamores. That's where the rag was found, all marked with oil and grease. She'd stitched upon a lover. I'll meet you by the trees. She'd almost feel her heart stop when he looked in her eyes. We'll discover the secrets time concealed. We'll discover the secrets unrevealed. But what about that girl? The lover's trance. It was deep into September. Before she was even his. One night he made her heart stop as he looked in her. Let's go undercover. See what we'll recover. Some old folks in our town heard of this before. That's where they drowned the traitors down by the sycamores. Thoughts, but now we're just raging. We were on show and couldn't be stopped, but now we're just like two whiskeys aging. Gangways were crossed, steps from fastidious feet. Between expectations we never could meet. We were let down so gently at first. Out came the bludgeon. So I slept around, and you did much worse. But now no one's judging. Gangways were crossed, steps from fastidious feet. Expectations we never could meet. We used to see only ourselves. We had tunnel vision. We had tunnel vision. Never made it up to. We couldn't get high enough, despite what we thought. The street dragged us down. The street dragged us down. I took you out, side Christmas Eve. Snow lying, and you were away by New Year's Day, and I was back in hiding.